Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to my YouTube channel. If you're new here, my name is Maria. Please subscribe below so we can be YouTube friends. Today, I wanted to talk about children with disabilities, or I would rather call them children with special abilities, but that's not how society views them, is it? This video is inspired by my recent work with a mother who struggled with one such special child, blaming herself for everything that has happened. And what came through that session that I did with her was very profound for her, and I felt called to share with the broader community. Hopefully it'll help some of you. If somebody that you know has a child with special needs, perhaps you would choose to share the video with them. There is a lot of misunderstanding in society around children with disabilities. I specifically am referring to children with, I think they call them intellectual disabilities, so things like autism, things like cerebral palsy, but really any disability that would restrict your child's movements, their ability to communicate, or live a quote-unquote normal life would belong to this spectrum. When I look up in the human collective, there is a lot of judgment of children like that. There's a lot of pity. Pity is probably even the more dominating emotion, but a lot of judgment, ironically. Like, oh, how did your kid end up this way? And so I just want us to be present to how much pain we could be creating inadvertently for these mothers and fathers of these kids by just our attitude. And today I wanted to share a perspective of something that I am very present to with these children. Now, we have, hopefully, if you guys have been down the spiritual block, you have heard of indigo children. Maybe you've heard of rainbow children or crystalline children. But essentially, all of these different categories of children are souls that choose to incarnate here with a special mission. And they come in waves. And we're experiencing one such wave right now of a lot of crystalline children are starting to come back. The leaders of the future leaders of Gaia are starting to come back in unprecedented numbers. And children with autism and cerebral palsy are probably the lesser sung heroes of that same group. A lot of them are crystalline children and rainbow children and indigo children, children with a very special planetary mission. Children that come here with a purpose, children that are anything but disabled from the perspective of source. So what is happening with these kids? How do they perceive life? And of course, now there are different degrees, right, of each of these disabilities we could think of. The more your child gave up, so to say, in terms of mobility and communication, the harder their mission is on the one hand, but the more work they're doing for the collective. And then there are, you know, other children with like lighter forms of autism. They're also still doing work, but they chose maybe a little bit more of a hybrid approach. So here's how this works from the energy perspective. When you come into the human body, you actually give up 99.999% of things you could be perceiving. So you become very narrow focused. It's almost like we're just seeing things that are straight in front of us of a very particular frequency, and then we don't see anything else. How do we know that? We know stuff exists. There are all these different frequencies that we're not picking up on. Sound frequencies, color frequencies, you know, an average house cat and an average snake is picking up way more than a human. And that's all we need to know. I have a lot of respect for both cats and snakes. Didn't mean that as a demeaning statement. That being said, It is a blessing and a curse, right? Like we have this ability to be, well, I guess, we have to give up so much of our perception to be able to fit into the avatar and kind of like make believe that this illusion is real. Now, there's so much to experience in our world. There's so much to experience from the collective perspective. So a lot of souls that want an expanded perception of what is would choose to come with a disability from a very young age, such as autism or cerebral palsy or any of those intellectual, quote-unquote, or developmental disabilities. Why do they do that? It is because they want to perceive more than being plugged into a human vessel that is, quote-unquote, normal would enable them to do. And so a lot of these children, especially the ones that cannot communicate or can barely communicate, and the children that cannot move or can barely move, are great examples of a being, a soul, that chose to experience the world differently. And by the way, 100% of these kids choose this. It doesn't randomly happen to them because mother did something or whatever. It is a contract. So let's get that thing clear. So if you're a mother who feels terribly guilty that you did something wrong, please know that you didn't. Please know that it's a contract and you sign on a dotted line and it is all good. It is all good. You didn't do anything wrong. And so this child usually would come into a body that is restricted from what we would perceive as normal, or like would be different. It would be like a deviation from norm, because that same capacity that we use, that same energy that we use to be in the body and moving, or to be in the body and speaking, that being, that soul can use for other purposes. So what are the things that they're picking up on? These kids have an uncanny ability of expanded perception of energy around them, expanded perception of thought forms and mental forms around them, and expanded perception of feelings around them. As I have been observing the different missions that they come with, I've been present to two large camps. The first camp is the researcher, is what I would call the researcher. And you would notice that a lot of kids with these kinds of blessings are coming through lately, and there's going to be and that's going to continue to be the trend. So the right now is also really important. Like the why now is as a question that we're going to address as well. So the first camp is the researcher that is really, really needed for the transition that planet Earth is going through from third dimensional to fifth dimensional density, energetic shift. And the second camp is the healer, truly. A lot of these kids are healers. So what would a researcher look like? So a lot of these kids, and depending on their level of awareness and depending on their mission, very often when they're asleep, but even when they are awake, the researcher would always gather information around about their surroundings and almost like communicate upstairs, like communicate to whoever is watching, to call it the guardians of Gaia. And there are multiple points all across the globe, all across the planets, with all of these kids gathering information on their local regions. Now, depending on the child, they may be responsible, you know, for a smaller chunk of land, so to say, or a broader chunk of land. As I was scanning the collective, I have seen children that have the perception that is expanded to the entirety of humanity. So it is literally a child that we perceive as disabled that can perceive almost like God. Like literally, it would be the equivalent of God consciousness incarnate of what these kids are able to perceive. Like they would be like literally in their crib being attuned to thoughts of 8 billion people all at the same time, individually and simultaneously. Imagine that level of perception. It's like they're watching 8 billion movies on 8 billion screens all at the same time and able to process what's happening. Or there are some children that are tuning into emotions and they're just monitoring emotional states. And they may be, certain kids come with a specific mission to just monitor a particular emotional field, meaning some just monitor jealousy. Others just monitor hate. Others monitor, I don't know, self-sabotage, like literally like compartments. Some kids are able to measure and research a vast array of emotions, like literally the whole nine yards, and then pass it on upstairs so that the guardians, the beings who are overseeing this transition, can make in the moment decisions of what needs to be tweaked. So the researcher archetype is extremely important. Now, these kids, believe it or not, are having a blast, a lot of them. Now, sometimes there's physical suffering, but if you look at their souls and if you talk to their souls, they're saying, I love this. I wanted this. Please allow me to have this, like, Mom, like this is a great experience for me as a soul. It's extremely expansive because it is indeed, it is like being a human on steroids. It allows you to feel so much, be present to so much. It's really expanded perception, which is, it's like another form of enlightenment, if you will, right? Without having to go through the steps of being enlightened. You get like that perception right away. So that's the first camp, the researcher. And again, they can be researching small regions, or they can be planetary level researchers. The second one, the second large camp is the healer. The healer archetype is interesting. The healer is the harmonizer of energies. And again, they can be very local healers, so they can be global healers, and they can be planetary level healers. And what do I mean by that? Usually these souls who are healers, they monitor the mental and they monitor especially the emotional state of humans. And when they're sensing that something in a particular region is being out of balance, literally, usually that happens at night. There are all of these like sparks of light, and it's like a very, very beautiful picture energetically if you try to see this. It's like all of these, every child like that, every special child is like a ball of energy. They're like a little star, and they're congregating above the location where the happening is. For instance, somewhere where the war is brewing, or like a local conflict of some sort, or just like, I don't know, the revolution or something else. And if it's not in the highest good of humanity, they would help transmit and kind of like shift those vibrations before an active outbreak of the conflict happens. So they are peacemakers in many ways. So they're helping pacify the emotions of humanity before those emotions erupt. Or sometimes if like a natural disaster happens or something else that's unexpected, these souls would transmute there in their etheric bodies, right? From these kids, these wonderful kids, and they would heal the emotions of people, again, transmute the darkness, transmute the pain and the suffering. And that is the work that they're doing on a daily basis. It is hard work. It is surgical work. It's precise. It's like, well, the work of a jeweler sometimes, like dealing with people's emotions. And it's like they usually have very, very powerful hearts if they're healers. And it's like their hearts are so magnetic that just by transferring their consciousness to a place where the energies are tense and rough, these beings can harmonize and they can really ensure that everything goes back to its original equilibrium. And these special children have prevented wars on the face of this planet and will prevent even more wars. And, you know, they usually help harmonize energies in a way where peace is possible way faster and quicker than it would be without their work. And so in some ways, they're also grid workers from that perspective, right? And there we were thinking that they had a disability. No, these children are here on a mission. They're here with a bigger purpose. They're here doing the really, really good and hard work of harmonizing the ecosystem, of helping Gaia transition and release all the layers that need to be released. And yes, sometimes it means that in order to enable that level of perception, they have to give up something else, right? Because within the matrix, energy is constant, right? So like in order to get a particular ability, sometimes you have to give up something else. And a lot of them choose to give up mobility. They choose to give up the ability to learn as fast as you know, some other kids, or their ability to communicate as other kids, et cetera, right? A lot of them, you know, they give up years of their life sometimes, you know, because they're, you know, some, you know, they would have shorter lifespans potentially, or the ability to have a family to do this planetary level work. And with families as well, it's not just the kid that's doing the work. It's usually the entire family unit, whoever the caretakers are, because they are really the ones that are enabling that work. They're the ones that are providing for the child. They are the ones that are holding down the fort and, you know, making sure that the child has everything that they need to be able to do this work. So it is literally the entire family unit is involved. And that is such a great gift. And by the way, it really helps people transcend karma, like this type of planetary level work. A lot of mothers who really, you know, like who would undertake this, they're ready to release big chunks of karma through, you know, this unconditional service to their child and the community at large through the work that the kid does. And so it is actually a very beautiful symbiotic movement where it's actually a big expansion. If you notice how much light is usually accumulated through the suffering that some of these, you know, the mothers and family members go through, yes, there's pain in the moment, but the amount of light you get at soul level after going something like this is extraordinary. So if you feel like you're alone, and if you, you know, as a mother, or you're blaming yourself for the fact that that has, you know, happened, and there may, perhaps there's something wrong with you, I'm here to tell you there is nothing wrong with you. You chose this experience, and in fact, you are exactly where you're meant to be. And your child is special, not disabled, not any other label the society wants to put on your child. Your child is the crystalline child of the future, and they're here doing very important planetary level work. And we're all so grateful for your contribution and for their contribution. I'm sending you so much love. Thank you. Bye.